So we are at the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph. Yeah, it's like the Mishnah. Nashim avadim uktanim paturim nikriya shma. Women avadim kananim and ketanim. Rashi says even ketanim who are higiyu lechinuch are paturim nikriya shma. Umin atfilin v'chayavin betfila uba mezuzah uba birkas hamazon.
So.
Tefillah means Shmoneh Esrei. Tefillah means Shmoneh Esrei. Usually Tefillah means Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei. Make our dinner for the means. So Rashi says over here, when it comes to women, the Ptur is because Mitzvah is Man Grama. And we know that women are exempt from Mitzvah is Man Grama. And so that is Kriya Shema. That is also Tefillin. Tefillin is also Mitzvah is Man Grama. Because Laila and Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. And we said that ketanim, Rashi said, even if they're higiyu lechinuch, Chazal never placed the chiyuv on their fathers to be mechanech them in kriyashma, because the fathers are not usually present at the time when the children go to sleep. Usually we say the age of chinuch is 6, 7, 8, so kol echad lefi churfei, and therefore there's no chiyuv of chinuch. We said that ketanim are paturim from tefillin. Rashi says mishum d'stam katan eini yadeh lishmor guf eishli yafiach behem. He's not able to ensure that he's got a clean body, and so on. We said nevertheless v'chayavin women and ketanim are mechuyev in tefillah. Says Rashi, the tefillah rachmehi midrabanan hivet teknua af lenashim ulechanech ketanim. So it's something which Chazal included women and children to be mechanech them in. And we said that they are mechuyev in mezuzah and birkas hamazon. Rashi says mezuzah is not zman grama, and birkas hamazon, when there's going to be a discussion to what level of obligation women are mechuyev in birkas hamazon, is it going to be midiraisa, is it only going to be midrabon? Fine. So says the Gemara, Kriya Shema, Pshitah, Mitzvah Seish, as man grama, V'chol Mitzvah Seish, as man grama, Noshim Peturais. So we know, we've learned, it's a klal, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin, and we know that Mitzvah Seish, as man grama, Noshim Peturais. Says the Gemara, Ma'od Etema, Hoyol V'Isbu Malchus Shamayim. I might have thought that because it is something which is so important, significant, that it, how it's Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim, maybe women should be Mechuyavis, Kamash Malon. Still, they are Peturis, they're Peturis, Midirais, the Peturis, even Midirabon, and the Paiskim do say that it is appropriate for a woman to say Shema, to be Makabal or Malcha Shemaim, but it is quite fascinating that there is no Chiv, not Midirais and not Midirabon. Perhaps it has to do with the concept that women are that much more connected naturally, like we mentioned a few times. I think the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Noshim command, the Mehili Dami, it's as if women have an inbuilt Bris Mila, they're already Makushar. More naturally, but it's fascinating. The Gemara had me that maybe to be mechayavim because of that. The Gemara said, "Kamashma, no, there's no obligation." Now we said they are peturis minat tefillin. Shitam again, mitzvah is man grama. Ma'od etei mahil v'iskish lemezuzah. It is hukash to mezuzah. Perhaps that should be a reason to be mechayavim. Kamashma on the Mishnah that nevertheless they are peturis, and there is a discussion: why taka don't we go with a hekish? Why don't we go with a hekish? Why is it that we say that this rule prevails of mitzvah zman grama nashim peturis if there is a potential hekesh? Usually l'kul l'chomer l'chomer makshinin. So there is a discussion about that also. The chayavin betfilah. So we have two different gersos: gersos Rashi and gersos Tesis. So according to Rashi, the sugya is short and sweet. Chayavin betfilah der mechuyev in tefilah der rachmininu. Tefilah is bakashas rachamim. That is what tefilah is. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Hachikar Sinan, Tfila, the Rachmininu, Vele Garis Pshita, the Ha Lav Diaraisi. So Rashi says, well, look, Tfila is not Diaraisa, so therefore, we're not going to be Garis the rest of the Gemara. Let's see what the rest of the Gemara that Rashi is Shailal, that Rashi negates. In reference to Tfila, the Pasuk mentions, the evening, the morning, and the afternoon. So, kemitzvah saseishas man grama dami. So, perhaps we should say this is like a mitzvah saseishas man grama. Kamash malon, we don't say that. So, that was the other potential girsa at hand to start to bring in the whole discussion of mitzvah saseishas man grama and so on.
It's very hard to hear that it's man grama when it's all the time.
Right. Well, yeah, correct. And we're going to see an even more difficult Havamina in the gather of Mitzvah Sangram in a moment. If you look at Tesis for a second, Tesis says, B'tfila pshita, kevin nechsev, erba veiku tzareim, asiach of emi, akim Mitzvah Sangram, avikamashon derachmin inhu. Barashili garisli, shaharei, tfila derabbanan hi, umay mitzvah say shaychebe. Says Tesis that according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't have this gear, so because tefillah is derabbanan, in which case the whole mitzvah seishas mangrama doesn't come into the question. So the Rosh Yosef speaks out and says very clearly, which is quite an amazing maramakim to remember this, he says that shitas Rashi is that there is no patur of mitzvah seishas mangrama by derabbanans. The whole patur is within mitzvah sei diaraisa. Then there's a p'tur, if it's a mitzvah, say, midiraisa, shazman groma, nashim p'turis. But if it's the rabbanim, there is no discussion about mitzvah, say, shazman groma. There is no p'tur whatsoever.
So Hanukkah doesn't have to do with that.
Oh, there you go. So let's get to this. So Tosfos says, very good. So let's just see. Tosfos says, mikol makom, yesh li yashiv. Now I'll be in the yashiv of my girsa. The ha halal the rabbanan venashim b'turais mihai taima the mitzvahs man grama. I mean, I disagree with your premise, Rashi, that you say because it's only the rabbanan, there's not going to be this p'tur mitzvahs man grama. What about halal? Because I mean, a besukah mishay eved v'ishay katan makrenei say einachrein mashehim oimrim deinashim epatim ekriyasim kevin shem p'turin. Kitzur Tosfos asks from halal. Other ishay Rabbi Yehuda Chassid asks and Rashi that Nashim are Chayavis and Dalad Kaisis in Megillah in Ner Chanukah. Why? Mipneish afhein hayu ba'isahaneis. Mashma, without that reason, we would have parted them because of Mitzaseisha's Mangroma. So, Tash is on Rashi. So the Rosh Yosef wants to say that maybe, certainly the ones of, like, let's say, Mikra Megillah and so on, which is Divrei Kabbalah, meaning things which are mentioned in Nach, are not considered to be like pure derabbanans, and to a certain extent, they're considered to be ke'ein shel Torah. For instance, there are achronim who say that if a person has a suffik, if it was mekayim one of the mitzvahs hayom and Purim, one has to be machmer because it's suffik midivri kabbalah. So the Rosh Yosef wants to answer some, but not all of these questions of the Rishonim, because he says a little about Ner Chanukah and other ones that maybe there is a way out to Rashi. But akaponim. And just at least to mention that quite an interesting machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, as to whether or not Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama applies by the Rabbanans or not. Fine. So now we say, Uba Mezuzah. Nashim HaMachiyavis in Mezuzah, Pshita, it's not Mangrama. Ma'od Atem HaHoyel Ve'iskesh LaTalmud Torah, and Nashim HaPaturis in Talmud Torah. So I might have thought that maybe they're going to be Paturis in Mezuzah. So in other words, it seems to be what's coming out of this Gemara is that the general rule applies even b'mokum potential hekesh. Before we had a tzad to be makish to be mechayiv, and we say no, the rule prevails. Now you have a tzad to be makish to pattern. We say no, the rule of mitzvah she'ein hazman grama also remains. Now we say ubebirkas amazin nashim mechayiv in birkas amazin pshita. Meaning, Birkas HaMazon is not Zman Grama. So here the Gemara has got a very interesting Havamina in what the Geder of Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama is. Now the Tema Hoylo Ksiv, B'seis Hashem Lachem Ba'erev Basalech Avalechem Abaykel Isbaya, K'mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama Dami. So being that food was apportioned in the morning and in the evening, so that's considered now like a Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama, which is quite difficult because the mitzvah is that once you have eaten, which happens to be that food was given to you in the morning and the evening, then it's incumbent upon you to say Birkas HaMazon, but to say Ad Kedei Kach, that because the food, it's almost like the food will come at this time, and it will come at this time, and when it comes, this is when you have to bench. Somehow we're turning it into a mitzvah seishas zman grama, which is difficult.
But there is a time where people eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. I mean, this is kavua, isn't it?
Yeah, well, but again, punkt, you know, punkt, it happens to be that it's a convenient time, but to make it into a Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama is difficult. Now, Omer of Adar Bar Alva, Noshim Chayavis B'Kiddush HaYeim Dvar Teiro. Women are obligated in Kiddush, on Shabbos, let's say, Midyaraisav. Fregi Ma'amai, Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama, Mitzvah Seishas Zman Grama, Noshim B'Turei, Som Rabbaya, you're right, Midyarabonim. Now, 1 second. Amalei Rav of Hadvar Teruk Amar. How can we possibly suggest that when Rav Adar Bar Avi said Nashim Chayavas Bekiddush Yem Dvar Torah, he actually meant Midr Rabbanim? He said Dvar Torah. Number one, Va'oid Kol Mitzvah Nechayvinu Midr Rabbanim. Once you're going to say that, meaning that they are really they're Pturis Midyaraisa, but we're Mechayav them Midr Rabbanim, so why don't we do that for all Mitzvahs Man Grama and say that they're Pturis Midyaraisa and we're Mechayav them Midr Rabbanim? So that can't be pshat. Elam Rav Amakra. You know why Nashim Amachiyavis in Kiddush? Zachar V'Shomer. And some have the gears, so Zachar V'Shomer B'dibra Echot Nemru. Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zchira. Whoever is included in the Leisa Seis, in the Shmira, which is the prohibitions of Shabbos, Yeshna B'Zchira is included in the positives of Shabbos. V'Hani Nashi, Hoyo V'Yisneu B'Shmira, Yisneu B'Zchira. And I guess, like the gears of Zachar V'Shomer B'dibra Echot Nemru, I mean, it makes sense because if we're not having that girsa, so why would we make a hekesh between that which it says in Parshas Yisrael, it says the word Zachar, and that which it says in Parshas Veschanan, it says Shamor? Why would we? I mean, what type of a limud is this? I mean, if it's with Dibrachad, it's mamish like the same word, so that I can hear a little bit easier to hear the hekesh. Fine. So therefore, they're mechuyavis in kiddush. Amri Ravina L'Rava. Noshim bebirkas amaz and diaraisa idirabonim. So Pashas we would say, of course, the diaraisa is not a time bound mitzvah. Why should it be the rabbanim? Machlekes Rashi tesis. Rashi says directly across. Noshim bebirkas amaz and diaraisa chsev hold of spot the havli mitzvah station as my grama. Idirabonim the chsev ala aretz hatayva asher nosan lach. The aretz le nitzan lenikeva is lischalik. It was never given to the females as a portion. I will ask the Bnei Slavchad. They took the portion of their father. So Rashi says that the tzad to say that women are pturis in the Birkas Amazin, Midiraisa and Muhammad Rabbanan, is because it mentions Eretz Yisrael, Chalukas Aretz, and women did not get a portion. Frek Teisvis, obvious question. They look at Teisvis, Nashim Birkas Amazin, the Raisa Rabbanan, Pirsha Kunsh, Saka Daitach Bulim Chayim Midiraisa. According to that logic, asks Tesfus, so perhaps Kehanim and Levim should not be Mechayev Midyaraisa and benching either. They also shouldn't be able to be Mitzi others. Ella. Yeshleimer, the timer, you want to know pshat in the suffix of the Gemara, why maybe they're only mechuyev midrabanan, mishum nechsev, al barischa shechasam te bivsarenu, the al tirasacha shilimaditanu. And the Gemara is going to say later on that you must say this, and if you don't say this, it's you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Menoshim, lesneu lebe brischa lebe tera. Vaminu lekaman, mishle amra brischa tera, because a mazan leyas dechevasi, the hashtag can be boile. Kevin de le motzile member brisvatera le havo elemidraban and odilma, kevin de le shayachbo, avi shapi de raisa. I mean, whatever they are able to say, they are saying it, and therefore they're going to be obligated midiraisa. Or do we say that Birkas Amazin is synonymous with mentioning bris and Torah, and if you're not shayach to that, you can't be shayach to Birkas Amazin on a diraisa level? That is the shayla of the Gemara. Can I trouble someone, please, in the meantime, just to bring me a Mishnah Berurah Chelik Vav? Thank you so much. fine, so that's the Gemara Shaila. Says the Gemara, Levi Nafkamina, La Fuke Rabim Yedei Chevasin Rachayim, can you be Mitzi others Yedei Chevasin? E Amriz, the Araisa, see the Araisa Mapik, the Araisa, if their obligation, not so much, is Midi Araisa, so I can hear why they can be Mitzi others. The Amorists, the Rabbanan, Havi Sheinu Mechuyev B'Davar, then they are not obligated, Minatera. They are considered to be Minatera as an Einai Mechuyev B'Davar. Koshinu Mechuyev B'Davar, Einai Meitzias as Sarabim Yidei Chivasin, Mai. So, very important Shaila. Very important Shaila. Can a woman be Meitzi a man or others in Birkas Amazin, Mai? Tashma. The Emes Amru. In truth, they said, and we know the Rishonim say whenever it says Be'emesamro, it means it's a clear halacha. Some say we have a Masorah to it, although all the way back, Be'emesamro, Ben Mevarach La'aviv, the Eved Mevarach La'rabbi, the Ish Mevarach La'baila. A son can bench for his father, an Eved for his master, a woman for her husband. Avalamra Chachamim, but the Chachamim said, Tavi Me'era, La'adam She'ish De'ebanav Mevarach En Lo'i. Let a curse befall a man whose wife and sons are mevarech for him. That is what the Braisa says. Let's just first see the Raya of the Gemara, and then we'll come back to a point. So the Gemara says, "E amriz bishlema dear Raisa," meaning that be'etzem a woman is on the same level as a man. Then I can at least hear that asya dear Raisa, mafik dear Raisa. I can at least hear that she has the ability to discharge his obligation. Eli amriz the rabbanan, but if her level is anyway only mid rabbanan, what's the havamina that she can even do this? Asya dear rabbanan, mafik dear Raisa. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, it must be that a woman is obligated in benching midiraisa. And therefore, we could hear it. That's if she could do it. But they said, Tavi Me'era, let a curse befall a man who never learned how to bench, that he needs to rely on his wife. Says the Gemara, it's a right that a woman is obligated midiraisa. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Alatameich. Katan. Bachiyuvahu. It also says, Tavi Me'era, if a child benches for their father. Do we have a havamina to say that a child who's not bar mitzvah is mechuyev midiraisa or rather not? Ella, so rather, what is the case over here? Achav b'mayiskinen kegen she'achal shiura derabanan. The man only ate a shiura derabanan. He ate a kazayis, a kibetza, he ate a small portion. So he's only mechuyev midirabanan. Now we could say, asi derabanan, umapik derabanan. And that it could be that a woman who's on the same level, she can now go, that she's mechuyev only midrabanan in benching, and she could be mitzi her husband in benching, and so on. In which case, the Gemara is not poshut the shayla. We still don't know if a woman is obligated in benching midiraisa midrabanan. Therefore, alach lamaisa, a woman cannot be mitzi a man, because it's a suffik midiraisa. It's a suffik whether she's mechuyev midiraisa, she might be any mechuyev bedava. One interesting... Correct. If she's mechuyev, yeah. So there's a big discussion, by a woman and by a katan, is it trei derabanans? Is it two derabanans? Because a katan is, if he didn't eat today's svia, he's only even a gadol is only mechuyev midrabanan, and the katan his chiv is anyway only midrabanan. Is it trei derabanans? Is that a problem, or do we say you're all in the same league? And if you're all in the same league, we don't differentiate between one drabon and two drabon. That's a big discussion. One thing I do, yeah. So a woman cannot really. It's a suffix. Well, Shulchan Aruch says women are mechuyavos in havdala. The Ramah brings it there that maybe they're not mechuyavos in havdala, and therefore, number one, a man who's already made havdala should not make havdala for a woman, because right, it's according to the Ramah. We say that maybe she's not mechuyev b'davra, so you can't be mitzvah, therefore women would make themselves. Certainly a woman should not be mitzvah a man in havdalah. Just want to mention one thing about Tavi Me'era, which I was nis'ayra to this past Hanukkah, and I threw out the question in the Beis Medrash one morning. The question is as follows. Chazal say, let's just stick with a woman to her husband. It says a woman can bench for her husband, but Tavi Me'era let a curse befall this man if his wife benches for him. So says Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi says, on the Flamet Ches like this, Tavi Me'ira, Shaloi Lamad, because he never learned how to bench. The Im Lamad, Tavi Lo Me'ira, Shemavaze Es Koinoi, Lasi Shluchim Ka'ela. So in certain instances we say that the gather of Tavi Me'ira is you never learned, and if you did learn to do a mitzvah in a way which is inappropriate, then that deserves a punishment and so on. Question is, what is the gather of Tavi Me'era? Meaning, here we're discussing Birkas Amaz. We're saying, you should have learned how to bench. You didn't bench, you're getting your kid to bench for you. You know, Tavi Me'era. What about, let's say a husband and wife are walking down the street and they find someone dropped a heavy bag. So they think, I know who this belongs to. Let's do our Shavuos Aveda. They pick it up together. And the husband tells the wife, you know what, do you mind to do our Shavuos Aveda? I'm very busy. Is there any Tavi Me'era for the man making his wife to do a shliach for a mitzvah which both of them are obligated to do? I wouldn't have thought there's any Tavi Me'era in that case at all. Now, yeah, so I believe that the context was a level which was less obligated than you yourself. So that's considered to be inappropriate to make a shliach for someone who's less obligated. But the reason where it's negeh is, let's say husband and wife are obligated in Ner Chanukah. They're obligated near Hanukkah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says Maran. Tav Reishayin Hey. Siv Gimel. Isha Madlakes near Hanukkah. Sha'af Hi Chayeves Bo. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean? Isha Chayeves Madlakes. Pirish Ba'ad Kol B'nei Beiso. Meaning she can be made to everyone. She's obligated. She's on par with a man. Says the Bir Halacha. Over here. Very nice. Avol Yadua Masha Amar Rabbi Seinu Zal B'brachas Daf Chaf. Ben mevarch la'ave v'ishmad lekes l'bayi la'avol armer chachamim tovim e'er la'adam sh'ishtei banim mevarchin lo'i. And therefore, one should not allow one's wife to light for him, because you are included in this parsha of tovim e'er. In fact, the Bir Halacha, one second, doesn't the Gemara say about one amira that the kamadliki olai begoy be'soi, that, you know, I don't need to worry about hadlach, because they light for me in my house. Says the Bir Halacha, m'nei sh'lei hoya oz be'be'soi. He wasn't home. The ikrachi of munach alabais. But one thing which comes out of the Bir Halacha is that it's inappropriate for a man to be mechabit his wife to be madlik. I just wasn't so sure exactly why and what exactly is the precise geder of tovim eira. Befrat, here the Gemara is using tovim eira, the whole mitzvah is the bracha. The mitzvah is the bracha. Now, by Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is the hadlaka. We know the bracha is a never makris, the mitzvah. If you don't make the bracha, lechatchila you must. But b'di'evit, it's never marked of the mitzvah. So number one, like mehecha tesa, to extend tovim e'era, you know, to other cases and cases befrat where it doesn't apply and when she's equally mechuyev in it and there's only one mitzvah on the bias, it doesn't, the bracha doesn't bring it b'shem anyone.
Second loshon of Rashi, it's pasnish.
Well, the question is, why is it pasnish? If it's someone who's less mechuyev than you, I can hear. But if it's someone who's on the same level. So, like my example, so again, going back to my example of Hashavas Aveda. Wow. It's pasnish for your wife to do the Hashavas Aveda instead of you?
No,
I mean, your wife, both of you saw, Leisucha Lesalem, we learned before, Kisir Shoechicha Yestei Nidachim, right? Right? V'salam Tina. I mean, both of you have the mitzvah. I don't know, I'm just, Leibosi Ela Lo'erer, that it seems that Tovim Eira. Just it'd be nice to know exactly what is the geder. When do we say someone? I mean, if they're both equally mechuyev, their husband and wife are equally mechuyev, tell them the era for your wife to light. So
it's past. The second notion of Rashi is the fact that the woman is being made to man.
So what is that? That means any time, any mitzvah for a woman to be made to man, any time, and you might even say even in the case of a Shavas Aveda.
Shavas Aveda, that's right. She's not being made to him. He lets her do the mitzvah. She's doing the mitzvah, not mitzvah, his mitzvah.
She's discharging him from his mitzvah. He has a mitzvah right now for Shavas Aveda. So they both have a mitzvah. I have to do it.
We both mechuyev together for the bais.
Right.
Yes, since she's been mitzvah me. But Shavas Aveda, it's a question of which one does it.
Could be. Maybe it's partial like that. Anyway, interesting discussion. Fine. Okay. Let's see weiter. Good. Says they were like this. Dorish Rav Avir Zimram Lamishmeider Bami Zimram Lamishmeider Basi. Omru Malachi Asher Asel Nekadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam Kasu B'Seir B'Seir Asach Asher LeYisafanim LeYikach Sheichad. It says that you don't show any favoritism. You don't take bribes. Balayat LeYisafanim LeYisrael Dachsev Yisashem Panav Elecha. Says that you show favor to them. Amalaham, Echila Yasa, Panam Yisrael, Shakasavti Lamater, Bachalta Vesavati, Virachas Shemlakecha, the Hemedaktik Malatsma, Adkezayis, Adkebeitsa. Meaning, they are that much more machmah. Machlek is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, how much one needs to eat in order to be Mahoyev. Rabbi Meir says, Akezayis, Rabbi Yudah says to Akebeitsa. Interesting, Hashem didn't want to be nichnas into the machlekes, so he mentioned both shittas, the Medaktik, Kezayis, Adkebeitsa, and so on. And therefore, to the extent that they serve me with love like a ben to a father, so too I reciprocate in kind, and I also favor them. Fine. Well, because that is our anhaga to him, so that's why he does it to us. Yeah, because
we have a special place, not because of that.
You mean it's not an Abba Atzvi Bedavra? But that's the Gabi, our relationship, that Hashem is never going to sever the relationship. Hashem is never going to, like with the Maral, I went answering the Ramban's Kasha over there. But Gabi, the way Hashem now will be misnaig with us, Yoim Yoim, maybe Yesh Lechalik. Sag the Mishnah. Bal Keri Maharer Beliba. Now we know that Ezra was Misakin. Let's take a look at the first reaction of the Mishnah. Bal kari mit zakonis ezra ve'elach shetikin tefila labali karyin lasig b'teirah k'termina b'bavakama perek meruba. So Ezra was misakin that, that one should not learn Torah. And other, some Rishonim say, and the same applies to tefillah, some say it was a later bezdin which extended it to tefillah. But Ezra was misakin that Talmid Chachamim should not be motzui eitzol nashesein katarna goylem. They shouldn't frequent their wives so much. And therefore, he was misakin tefillah. And we're going to say this takkot includes not to learn and not to daven also. So tefillah and brachas seemingly are included in this. So says the Mishnah, Baal Keri, Maharer Beliboy. So when he gets to Kriya Shema is certainly Parshas of Torah, so he cannot articulate these words. He's Maharer these words. He thinks about these words. Veinam Avarech, and the tefillah before and after, that is totally omitted, and we'll see why in the Gemara. He says Birkas Amazin, Veinam Avarech Levanav, but the bracha before he leaves out. Rabbi Yudaimer Mevarech Lefnei Velachrei. Rabbi Yudah says he makes the bracha before and after. So we're going to have an interesting machlekes Amarayim as to what is the nature of hiror. Famous discussion is hiror kedibur or is hiror lav kedibur. So I mean the Mishnah says there is merit seemingly in a Baal Keri being maharer the words of Kriya Shema, seemingly indicating that hiror is kedibur. So Amar Avinah says there is hiror kedibur domi. We see from this sugya that when one is merely maharer, it's as if one is speaking it out. If hearer is not kedibur dami, lama maharer, what is the point of being maharer? Elamai, when you're maharer, it's as if you are articulating the words. Says the girl, one second. Elamai, hearer kedibur dami. So yetzib is fosif. You might as well go all the way. If you're telling me that hearer is as though vi dibur mamish, so maybe just speak it out also. So then the Gemara says an answer for Ravina. I mean, really, I'm sticking with my guns. Really, I'm saying here is kedibur dami. But nevertheless, it's still kedai not to speak it out. Kedai ashkechan b'sinai. Just like we found at Har Sinai. Says Rashi. Kedai ashkechan b'sinai. Shefrisha me'isha, dechsev al tikshu al isha. Va'al prisha zu samach Ezra l'sakin tvila l'bali karyan, based on the fact that it was inappropriate for a person to be in a state of a Baal Keri by Matan Torah. He made the tzakana. Kedim she asked about Torah, dechsev, v'idatam amenecha v'samach le'yeyim asher amad v'fnei Hashem l'kecha b'chayrev. We know that one, the way that one learns Torah should be kinesi nasa, the way it was given. And it was given in a state, it wasn't given in a state of kalas reish, and therefore a Baal Keri, which comes about through kalas reish, is precluded, hence he made a takana. There's a famous line of Tesis over here, which is kedai to see and mention. Tesis says, kedash from the Sinai, pirish. Avogav the kedibur domi. So again, Tesis speaks it out clearly. We are sticking with Ravina. Ravina says, here are kedibur. And therefore you are yotze yochev kriya shema when you're mahara, because it's a zevi dibur. You ask, well, why don't you speak it out? Just like Har Sinai, they didn't speak it out. Says Thesis, Avo gal de kedibur dami lein sheyotze, mikol makom lav kedibur dami lein sheyei Baal Keri, osel harer. So there is a slight difference. You are yotze kriya shema, but we're not going to ask you to be maharer, kide ashkechan b'sinai. Meaning, just like we find at Sinai, meaning, the hayesham dibur, there was a dibur of the Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai by Matan Torah, not by Kabbalah Satera, but not by the Nasa or the Nasa Venetian, by the actual Kabbalah Satera. There was a dibur, and they have to have gone to the mikveh beforehand. So this is where was their dibur? This is a Merida Gazach, meaning Anech Hashem Lekecha, Shezizich Meretz Yisrael. We said it. It was Ke'ain that we said it. Because in every Dibor v'Dibor, it says there was a Shemea Ka'ayna. So, here is Kedibor. The Baal Keri is Mahara Kriyashma. And he's Yates. I, for the Gemara, might as well say it. No, Kedash Chom B'Sinai. There is still a difference between actually articulating it, and Ezra formed his Takana similar to that which was done in Har Sinai, where they were not able to articulate And they had to have gone to the mikveh before. I didn't speak. It came that they spoke because of Hirkadiba. Very interesting, interesting ma'amok. Yeah.
It's about carrying all forms. I mean, what's up with is it about Malkeri?
You mean, is it?
It looks like when originally, it's not originally. I mean, it says, I would have thought that was.
Well, I believe we say that it doesn't make a difference even if it was. It doesn't make a difference even if it was inadvertent. Or if it was intentional, both of them are included in the din and in Tafanut Ezra, both cases.
Don't distinguish between them.
We don't. So that is all Ravina. So Ravina said that here is Kedibu Dami, Talmud Lamed Chizda, and Tizda says we pass in Chizda from the fact that you find two Amarayim who were busy being Miyashiv of Chizda, Vice says we pass in Chizda, and Chizda Amar here Lav Kedibu Dami. These are good idea here, Kedibu Dami, Yetzib is Fosov. Then there's no difference between being Maharer and articulating it. And he obviously doesn't like this Teretz of Tasis and so on. So he's bothered that if here is Kedibu, then there's no difference between the two. You might as well speak it out. Says the Gemara Alamai here, Lav Kedibu Dami, so then Lama Maharer. So what are you doing a pointless exercise for? You're being Maharer Kriyashma and you're not being Yetzib. Says Amar Rabbi Elazar, Nein, I'm going to come to defend Rav Chisda. I agree with Rav Chisda. Here is Lav Kedibu Dami. You want to know why? Kedei Shalei Yu Kolay Lav Oiskin Boy Vehu Yeshivu Batal, which is interesting. You might have thought that the Gemara would have said, "Look, it's Kedai to be Mekabel Al Malcha Shemaim Al Kol Panim in a Hirhur form." It doesn't say that. It says there's an inyan that when everyone is being Oisik in it, he shouldn't be Yeshivu Batal. In fact, the Gemara, that's the reason. The Nigris Pirkach Rina. Let him learn a parak in Maseches Derech Eretz. Let him do something else. Why does he have to be Mahar in that? So we say, Amr of Adabarav, again coming to be Miyashiv of Allah, is coming to be Miyashiv of Chizda. Bedovish at Tzibur Oiskin Boy. Name, it's Kedai to involve yourself in the same thing which the Tzibur is involved in. Yeah, exactly. Frag the Gemara of Aharei Tzvila, the Dovish at Tzibur Asukin Boy. What about by Tzvila, Utanan? If a person is in the middle of davening with the tzibur and they realize that they are a balkari, the din is lo yafsik. You shouldn't just stop. You can't say every brach you should be makatzer, and it's meduyik. Time to ask. The only reason why you're makatzer is because you're already in the middle. But if you didn't begin, lo yasko. I, the tzibur is involved in it, and you just told me that you're supposed to conform and shteltzu to the tzibur. Says the Gemara, Shani Tfila the less b'malcha shemayim. Tfila is less important to connect to the tzibur when they are saying it, because yes, granted, tfila is oymid lefnei amelech, but it's not kabbalas malcha shemayim. Kabbalas malcha shemayim, and like we know, for instance, by Alein l'shabeach, one is supposed to say Alein with the tzibur because of the pasuk of Yadata Yemashavei Salavavach and so on, certain psukim and certain things which show a Kabbalah's oil, it's more important to connect to the tzibur. But things which are not connected to the tzibur, then it's less important. Vari birkas amazin la'achrov, the less ba malchus shamayim, utnan ala mazin mevarach la'achrov, and it wasn't mevarach levanov. So again, going back to the actual Mishnah, you're telling me that here is lav kedibudom. So I asked, so why bother? Why be mahara? And you said, because it's good to connect to the tzibur when they're doing it, especially something where there's malchus shamayim. But that doesn't explain why he should be maharher birkas hamazon. It says, well, you're right. Ella, kriyashma birkas hamazon. You're right, so tefillah derabbanan. Again, not that the Ella is a total chazar of Rav Chisda, still sticking with Rav Chisda, still saying that here is lav kedibur dami, but things which are deraisa, there still is an inyan to connect to, and therefore to be mishtatif and so on, and therefore that includes kriyashma, and that includes birkas hamazon. And like we mentioned, Taisa says that we pass like Rav Chisda that here is lav kedibur dami. Fine.
Don't
know. He's not saying a bepeh. When the Mishnah says ve'al hamazon mevarach la'achrav, it's also referring to derech hirur. Like when the Mishnah says bal keri maharer beliboy, and then it says But by Mosin you do, but it's still in the hearer world. You're right. I mean, it doesn't say that explicitly, but that's the way the Rishonim explain. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Menayim lebirkas amazin lachrei min haTorah. Shneim v'chalta v'savata uvirachta. Menayim lebirkas haTorah lifaneh min haTorah. But you need to make a bracha before you learn Torah. Shneim rakishem shem ekra. When I'll call out Hashem's name and call it terakulish shmeisav shlakolish brachu. Havu goydel elakenu. So I will be megadol Hashem. I'll make a bracha before. Rabbi Yochanan Lamadnu, if so, we've learned Birkas HaTorah LaAchareha Min Birkas HaMazin Mikal V'Chemer. So now that I've got those two things, I can fill in the missing gap. And I can, says Rabbi Yochanan, I can learn Birkas HaTorah after you've learned from Birkas HaMazin Mikal V'Chemer, and I can learn Birkas HaMazin Lefanea, i.e. the Bracha of HaMaitzi Lechem Min Haaretz Min Birkas HaTorah Mikal V'Chemer. So in other words, whichever, again, Birkas HaTorah, I know midyaraisi, make a bracha before, I don't know after. I can learn that from a Kal V'Chemer from Birkas HaMazon. Birkas HaMazon, I know you bench after. I don't know before, I can learn that from a Kal V'Chemer from Birkas HaTorah. So we explain, and we say like this. Birkas HaTorah L'Achareha Min Birkas HaMazon Mikal V'Chemer, we say like this. Uma mazin she'ein ta'un lefanav. Mazin, which is very kal. Haraya, it doesn't require a bracha beforehand. Nevertheless, ta'un la'achrov. Tyro, which is so chamor, she'te'un lefaneha, ein edin she'te'un la'achareha. So that's how we'd learn. Birkas ha'teira la'achareha. What about birkas ha'mazin lefaneha that you make ha'maitzi? In birkas ha'teira mikav ha'chema. Uma ta'ira, which is so kal. She'ein te'una la'achareha, and still te'una lefaneha, mazen she'utorn la'achrav, in a din she'etorn lefanov, in which case it would come out, we know that a Kal V'Chemer is d'oraisa. Kal V'Chemer is d'oraisa, which it would come out, if so, that we'd learn mikach Kal V'Chemer, that birkas ha'teira la'achareha is d'oraisa from a Kal V'Chemer, and birkas ha'mazen lefaneha, i.e. ha'meitzi lechem min haaretz, is also going to be the Araisa from the Kal V'Chemer. So now the Gemara says, Ikul HaMifrach. I can frag up both of these Kal V'Chemers. And I can say the following. Mala Mazin, Shekinana. Meaning, you thought Mazin was Kal? Let's speak it out one more time. Ma Mazin, Birkas HaMazin, which is so Kal, that you don't need to make a bracha before, and you still need to make a bracha afterwards. Torah, which is so chamor that you need to make before, for sure you should need to make afterwards. No, ma'alo mazin, it's not so kal. Mazin has within it an element of chumrah, why it requires its bracha, shekei nene. Meaning, there is an element of hana in the birkas ha'mazin, and then maybe that's the reason why you cannot assume and treat it like it's kal, vis-a-vis tamat Torah. That's how I would be able to refute that Kal V'Chemer. And so too, the second Kal V'Chemer. Ma la Torah, you thought Torah was Kal because you don't make a bracha afterwards? Nein. Ma la Torah shekin chai olam. Torah has its chumrah in that you are involved and engaged in schar of chai olam. Number one. Va'oi t'nan halamazin mevarach la'achrov ve'enim mevarach lefanov. And it arrived from the Mishnah that it's not d'oraisa, because it says you don't make the Hamaitzi Lechem Min Haaretz Bracha beforehand. Must be that it's not d'oraisa. It must be that it's not Min HaTorah. So we thought to use a Kal V'Chemer to tell us that Birkas HaTorah La'achareha is Min HaTorah, and Birkas HaMazon, i.e. Birkas Hamaitzi beforehand, is Min d'oraisa. And then that the Gemara was Matcha. Fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, very important Gemara. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Le Kara. Person has a doubt if he said Shema or not. The din is Eine Chayze V'Koyre. Shitas of Yehuda Meshmuel, it's not the way we're paskin, is that you need not go back. Whereas, Safik Amar Emes V'Yatsif, Safik Le Amar Chayze V'Amar Emes V'Yatsif, you have to go back and you have to say Emes V'Yatsif. So my time was pshat, kriyashma di rabbanin, emes v'yatsiv di araisa. Yeah, Kriya Shema is Dirabbanan. Yeah.
You'd think that you're going to get scarred from saying Shema anyway because it's Torah anyway, so why would you not go back to
Shema? Okay, well, we're talking about whether or not you are, strictly speaking, obligated. Al Kopanim, the Gemara said a startling statement. Kriya Shema is Dirabbanan. So, Frag the Gemara Kasha, 1 second. Masa Rav Yosef. Uveshach b'chav kemecha. Doesn't it say the obligation to say Shema is b'shach b'chav kemecha? Amle Abaya, ahu b'divrei tereksev. According to Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, there is no obligation to say Shema min haTorah. The pasuk which says, v'ayu advar ma'ela shenach imitzav chayam, when you'll say it b'shach b'chav kemecha is b'divrei Torah. It might even be the pashtist. And if you recall, we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Amid Aleph. That the Pnei Yeshua, remember, we had a Kash and Beis Amid Aleph. First Gemara in Shas. Tana Hechakoi, the Ketani Mei Masai. Where's the Tana coming from that he says from when? It's coming out of left field. Who told us that you're obligated to say Shema? Asks the Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean? Who told us? The Pasuk says, B'shach B'chav Kamecha. Everyone knows you have to say Shema. What do you mean? What's the Kash of Tana Hechakoi? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because there's a man, the Omer, and Daf Chaf Aleph, Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, who says there's no Torah obligation to say Shema. And the Pasuk of Vishach V'chav Kemecha, but the reiterative. The male of the Gemara says, Tana Hechakai, who says that there's a Torah obligation to say Shema? I mean, after all, Vishach V'chav Kemecha might be referring to Divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, Tana Krakai. Pasuk says Vishach V'chav Kemecha, and we learn, we understand, like Roiv Tanayim and Amarayim, that we learn from Meshach Bachav Kemecha, that there is a Torah obligation to say Shema. But Al Kopanim, the Pnei Yeshua, it was extremely helpful in being the ash of our Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha, being that there is a Tan in Shas, an Amora in Shas, Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, who says that there's no Torah obligation to say Shema.
You're often fully advising them according to this, because when you say the Divrei Torah, that is the Raisa. We happen to use these Divrei Torah, Shema.
I'm not with you.
According to the Shita, there's no mitzvah to say Shema at the Raisa. But there is a mitzvah in the morning and the night to say Divrei Torah when you lie down.
Yeah, but not these Pashas.
But when you say these.
You can say Teret Sivol Anamashim or Ashakilas Yaakov.
But we choose to say Shema. So
number one. And number two, we say Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. And if you're saying it, you're not saying it with Kavana to be Yates, the mitzvah to say of Kriya Shema Shal Shachar as Kriya Shema Shal Arbis.
I just need to admit that Kavanah to say
I understand, but...
So you're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa.
Yeah, in Chanami. You're fulfilling it, yeah, for sure you're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa, yeah. Fine, so Al Kopanim, that is the pshat in Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, who says that Amalei Abaya, who b'divrei Tereksiv. Fine, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Bal Keri Mehar Her B'liboi, the Einim Mevarach Loi Levanah V'Loi La'Achreah, while Amazin Mevarach La'Achrav, the Einim Mevarach Levanav. Now we said you don't make the brachas of Shema, not before, not after. Now the bracha afterwards is Emes V'Yatziv. These Al Kedai Dech Emes V'Yatziv Diaraisa Livreich La'Achreah. Then you should make the bracha afterwards, because we said before in the Rav Chisda, the Maskana, was that the Tana requires you to say things to be maharher things which are the Araisa. If you're telling me that Emes V'Yatziv is the Araisa because you must remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? And maybe we should have said that Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines up, Emes V'Yatziv the Araisa, Shemazke Ba Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Chiyuva the Araisa, He, the Chsilman Tiskos, Yem Tis Chomeret Mitzrayim, and so on. So if you want to tell me that there is a Torah obligation to say Emes V'Yatziv, so why should the Baal Keri not be Maharher, the Bracha La'acharea, which is a Torah obligation? That is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, my Taima, or Nidihu Taima Ella. The whole reason why you would do this is Imishim Yitzis Mitzrayim, if it's because of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ha'itkar Lei B'Kriyashma. Meaning, it's not necessary because you've already done that when you've said Kriya Shema. So therefore the Tana said, be Mahara in Shema, and therefore you don't need to be Mahara in Emes V'Yatziv. Frag the Gemara 1 second, V'nei Maha V'lei V'boya. Why didn't you say the Bracha of Emes V'Yatziv? In this case, you won't need to say Shema. So now we say, Kriya Shema Adifa, if you have a choice, Krishma is Adif, he's Batarta, because besides being Maski, it says Mitzrayim at the end of Shema, there is also Kabbalah's or Malchus Shemaim. So if you have a choice of doing one, why not do Shema, which incorporates both? That is the Shita of Reviewed on Mishmo about Safik Kriyashma and Safik Emesu Yatsiv. Rebelaz Arma Safik Kara Kriyashma Safik Leikara Chayzer Vekori Kriyashma Safik Hispalo Safik Lo Hispalo Eina Chayzer. One need not go back if you are in a doubt. If you said the Shmona Esrei, that is a Dirabanan, you don't need to go back. Rebbe Yechanan Amar Ulo Vayish Hispal Adam Kaliyim Kulay, says Rashi. Meaning, if a person has a doubt, if you davened, says Rashi b'shem the Bahag, that you should daven again. But says Rashi b'shem the Bahag, v'alach geshmo bevade espal. Meaning, Rabbi Yechon seems to say, even if you know you've davened once, daven again. Daven again. Halavai shespal kolayim. And that we don't say. If you know for a fact that you davened once, you should not daven again a second time. Says the Gemara, "Vam Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Haya Oymed B'Tfila V'Niskar Shehispala Pesik V'Afila Be'Emse Bracha." I remember this happened to me once in the Meir Yeshiva. I just remember. Wow, I've davened Mincha already. Says Mamish in the middle of the bracha, you just stop. You stop in the middle of Pesik V'Afila Be'Emse Bracha. It's very interesting. There's a riff over here. He says the following. He says, "Veniska shifayis bala paisik afila b'em sabracha." Mefayshi la rabbanan. Kagoyin shehispalo tfilase adayta dechayva. So he's getting up today. Usually, you know, he usually davens mincha at a particular time. Whatever, he davened once, and now he's davening again. He thinks he's obligated to daven mincha again. Let's say v'shachach shifayis bala. The Amid Lispala died to the Chayva, Meniska Shikvaya Spala, Pesachatil of Emse Bracha, Shinbala Gaimra. Were you to continue your Shmona Esrei, Nimtza Kamish Makriv Shnei Tamidin Beshachris, Shehu Oyver Mishum Baal Toysich, says the Rif, meaning Tfilas Kneged Tamidin, and there's a Baal Toysich, Well, if you get Pesachatil of Emse Bracha, or Baha Afil of Yechanan, who says v'levai, levai shespal adam kolayim, u'baha afilu Rabbi Yechon moida, d'loy kam Rabbi Yechon v'levai shespal adam kolayim kulei, ela tfilas nedava, v'yen tachnunim, v'chiyetze ben ava tfilas chayva loy ka'amar. Rabbi Yechon says, you daven once, daven again, tfilas nedava, but not to do it b'tar chayv, because then you get into a Baal Tosef Shaila. You're doing it for nedava, and maybe you'll be mechadish, shamakinet, and so on. That is what the Rif says. Fred Gemara, Amy, is that so that you should stop in the middle? The Homer of Nachman ki havinan bei Rabba bar Avua bon minan hani bnei bar Rav. A few yeshiva bachrim came over and asked the following. The toll. They made a mistake. Umitkri dechol b'Shabbos. They started to daven a weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. They start saying atochainen and so on. The Madani Yom Tov says, it's common for yeshiva bachrim who are trudin belimudam, they're busy thinking and learning, and they stop and they daven. They're still in the middle of the sugya. So, there is a discussion about should a person learn even right before you daven, because maybe your mind is still going to be racing in the Gemara which you're learning, and so on. Al kapanam, what do they ask? Hani barbi rav, the toh mitkri the chol b'shabbos, now she yigmar, should you complete the bracha? You're in the middle, and it's usually relevant to ata Chaynen, and so on. The Amalan, and he said to them, he said to us, Gomrin, Kalei Sabracha, you finish it. So how could Rav Yehuda Mishmuel say if a person's in the middle of their Shmona Esrei, and they realize that they davened, they stop in the middle, here we have a case where someone realized that they're not supposed to be davening a weekday Shmona Esrei, and we say, you continue, and you continue the Bracha. And now we say, Nei, Nachyash, there's a big difference. Hasam, a fellow on a Friday night, let's say, Hasan Gavr Bach Yuvu, Be'etzim, really, you should be davening all Yudches Brachas. Rabbanan Hu Dele Atzrechu Mishum Kvod Shabbos. And really, it's a dispensation, it's a kula, because of Kvod Shabbos, they don't need to daven so much. Well, I shouldn't say so much because we end up davening much more. It's actually a question in which the Rishonim and Achronim ask. We say that it's because of Tircha, but you have to daven that much more in Shabbos. And there's answers to that. Maybe that which is the actual nistach of the Shemana Esrei is much shorter, so the Zimri might be that much longer. But when you know your Eimed Lefnei HaMelech, it's taxing on the mind to have a long period where you have to be utterly focused the whole time, with the realization, which Reb Chaim Paskins is Makid B'Dieved, that I'm Eimed Lefnei HaMelech. Whatever, there's different discussion about that. Avahacha Hatzalilei, meaning, so when it comes to a person on Shabbos, davening a weekly Shemana Esrei, it's not out of place, so to speak, to daven the Shemana Esrei. It's just the Chazal said, we don't even matriach you. But once you start, you say, Atachin Adam Das, let's say, so don't stop in the middle, because on the contrary, that's worse. It's worse to stop in the middle, because then it turns out you've just said those few words, Atachin and Adam Das, four words in the middle of nowhere. So finish the bracha. This way, it's not Mamash Hafsek. You just did something which you weren't machuyev to do. Whereas if a person davened Shacharis, and then they realize, and they're davening Shacharis again, there's no mockum to daven again, and then we say, you should stop. If a person davened, and they enter the Beis HaKnesses, so Motzat Tzibur Shemispalim, and they find the Tzibur, they're davening. So we say the following, Im Yochel Chadish Badovar, if you're able to be Mechadish something, the Rosh has a Lashon, and says, Im Yochel Chadish Dover B'Tfilasi, Kidei, very important lashon. The aleph beis of tefillah is, it has to be tachnunim. You have to be pleading and begging. If it's kavua and dry, that's not considered to be tefillah. If you could be mechadish something to give it a dimension of tachnunim, then yachzor v'yispalo, to be with the tzibur, v'imlav, al yachzor v'yispalo. So we're going to focus on the second line, imlav, al yachzor v'yispalo, and you daven once, you come into shul, you have nothing more to add, don't daven again. Like the Gemara, didn't Shmuel just tell us that if you daven once and you started to daven again, you stop, because you shouldn't daven again? So why does Shmuel need to tell us a second time, if you walk into shul, and they're davening, and you have nothing really to add, don't daven again? Says the Gemara. I'm sorry? Yeah, so if you're able to be mechadish, then you can. The Mefarshim ask you a question, they say, surely a person should be able to come up with something. But leaving that aside, the Gemara is focusing now that it seems to be, and the Shmuel is telling us twice, if you daven, you realize, don't daven again. If we said the first case, if you're in the middle, and you realize you stop, some of the gears have amina, I might have said the reason why you stop is hanimira yachid v'yachid. If you davened b'yachidus, and then you start to daven a second time b'yachidus, and you realize your mistake, stop. Or you originally davened tefillah b'tzibur, with a tzibur, and then a second time you daven again tefillah b'tzibur, stop. But if the first time I davened by b'yachidus, and now I have the opportunity to daven b'tzibur, maybe commander lit solidami. Therefore, maybe my original tefillah vis-a-vis the potential tefillah b'tzibur is as if I didn't daven. Maybe I should daven again. Kamash malan, the yashma inin hacha. The second case that if you're not able to be mechadish, don't daven. Mishum d'le'aschel ba, because you didn't start. Avol hasam, but in the previous memor of Shmuel where you already began your tefillah, the aschel ba aim aloy. Tzricha. Hence, I need both memors of Shmuel. Amar Huna. If you're able to daven, and you will finish before the shatz gets to moedim, yispalo. Vimlav al yispalo. If you look at the top line of Tesis says the taima lefishet sarach lashuach im hatzibor. You need to bow with the tzibor shlayira kekayfer b'mishat tzibor meshtachvim lei, and so on. So if you'll finish in time for Moedim, good. If not, don't start. You should wait. That is the first opinion. That is the first opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Shimon Levi, Amar im yachol lahascha v'ligma adshli yagia shatz l'kedusha, yispalo, v'im la'av al yispalo, because you're going to miss out on kedusha. Says the Gemara, b'maykim v'flagi, mar sarayachad ayma kedusha, Meaning, Rav Huna wasn't bothered about Kedusha because he holds that a Yachid is able to say Kedusha in his own Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't have to say it with Tzibur. Whereas Rav Shimon Levi says, no, Ein Yachid Eim HaKedusha, and therefore that's why what he uses as the halachic criteria as to whether or not you should begin or you should not begin. The Chenam Ravada Barava, Menayin She'ein HaYachid Eim HaKedusha, Shneem HaNigdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, called David She'HaKedusha, Lo Yeipach Is Ma'asara, you need to have 10. My Masha, where do you see that? The Tani Rav Noi, Achvad Rav Chia Bar Abba, Asya Teich, we learn how to Gezer Shava, of Teich Teich. Ksiv Hacha V'Nikdashti V'Seich B'nei Yisrael, Ksiv Hasem, He Bodlu Mi Teich Ha'eda Hazois, right? By Adas Keirach. Yeah, there is, the Gilin has a Giris, which is important, but Asya Eda Eda, by the Meraglim, Mala Halon Asara, Afkana Sara, Afkana Sara. So we know that Kedusha has got to be with 10. If we have a minute, we'll say one Ha'ar on that, but let's just finish. So therefore, we see that Kedusha has to be only said, Betzibor, and you cannot be Mafsik. Dukuri Amamiya is Mafsik Leposik, you can't be Mafsik. Iboilo Maula Hafsik Li Heshme Agodl Mevairach, can you be Mafsik Li Heshme Rabbah? Also, Rav Dimi, Am Rav Yuda, Rav Shimon, Talmidei Rav Yochanan, Amrei Lakolei Mafsikin Chutz Min Yehesh Mir Agadol Mevarach Dashafilo Isik B'Maisa Merkava Paisik. Yehesh Mir Rabba is so important. Even if you're in the middle of Maisa Merkava, you should stop. But the Gemara concludes, V'Leis Hilchasa Kavosei. We don't pass like that. If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you do not stop for Yehesh Mir Rabba. Just end off with one Ha'ara. Women ask why they can't be included in a minyan. So, you know, it's a hot topic and a hot question. But Kishanila asked me, I understand that they shouldn't be included in a minyan, that's to their benefit, not to their detriment. Because, as we know, the place where the Torah teaches us the concept is extremely revealing in understanding what that thing is about. So the whole concept is that we learn out ultimately from the Meraglim. Admosay Aida Ara, we learn Aida from there to Kerach and so on. So this was a time when a tzibur of men got together to be mirrored against Hashem. And therefore the tikkun l'doros is that Asara and Asher men are going to be bound henceforth, that you have to go as a tzibur of men together and you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas women who were never included because Nashim Mechavavis is Aretz and Nashim were Ne'amanis and so on, so Lemal Yusan would be a bizarre that a woman has to get together and be part of a minyan. A woman, she wasn't included in the Chet of the Meraglim. She didn't get together in a group of people to be murdered against Hashem. And therefore, for character, it would be a pchisis for women to be included in that. That's Kishni Latzman.